days, usually at 5 o'clock, a little bit later today. We're live at Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat for the next 30 minutes or so. And we still have much to get to on the Bush's Chicken text line, also on Twitter, on the question of those teams in pro or college sports who ultimately either championship or bust or failure. John, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Aaron Judge said that the Yankees season was a failure because they did not reach the World Series, which certain franchises may have that or logos. What, in your opinion, would the bottom line level of success for the Cowboys otherwise would be considered a failure?
Ooh, I know a lot of fans will disagree with me, but I feel like if they got back to the divisional round of the playoffs and they lost again there, I still don't think that the season would be a complete failure just because I do think that, especially in the NFC, it's such a crapshoot that, like, once you get in the playoffs, you could just, I mean, you can kind of flip a coin between the teams that are going to be there. But I know most fans will say they got to at least get to the NFC Championship game, and many will probably say get to a Super Bowl. But I don't know if I'd say it's a failure if they had a similar season to last year. They win the NFC East again, which would be the first team to do it back-to-back since the early 2000s. And then they, you know, win a playoff game, or, you know, they lose in the second round. I don't know if that would be enough to keep Jason Garrett's job, but I don't necessarily think that would be a failure.
So is all everything fixed now that they beat the Eagles so badly and did everything, and John, everything they're supposed to do that they hadn't done, they just checked it off the list one by one.
They did, but you know what's kind of funny about that? It's like, what if we're talking about this in like a couple of weeks and the Eagles are just, their season just is a complete collapse and it's like that win doesn't really even look that great because maybe the Eagles weren't as good as we thought they were, because they certainly are showing some cracks in the facade over there that this thing might be going south pretty quick, which is, you know, people speaking anonymously to reporters behind the scenes about the way things are being handled. And that's not the first time that's happened there, which when I see that, it's interesting to me because surprisingly that hasn't happened since Jason Garrett's been the head coach of the Cowboys since 2011. There really hasn't been a lot of that anonymous behind the scenes, you know, type of talk, but I could see that thing falling apart. And if they do, you know, maybe the Cowboys win the NFC East at 9-7 and they get in, you know, in the playoffs, and we look back and like, maybe that Eagles game wasn't that great. But as of right now, and the way they won that game and how convincing it was, it certainly just answered. It checked off every box of what you were looking for in a game like that, where it really felt like, you know, the season's on the line.
And yet there's the question. I know Dak Prescott answered this. I know Zeke Elliott answered this, among others, and others maybe that this week. I know that you were there in Frisco again today at the Star, but where is that week to week? I don't expect 37-10. I don't think anyone expects them to be the Patriots and dominate people week in and week out, although they have their own games in which they have to struggle. They won't run the table, although I know that's always something people think might happen. But what is it about this franchise that they seem like the only time you get that kind of effort is when their manhood has been questioned?
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, you look at some of the best games that they've played over the last few years, and you certainly feel like the reason they played that way is because they're, you know, they've said it, their backs are against the wall, and that's why they, even though they made a run in the second half of the season, that's why they kept saying that we're still trying to be this backs against the wall mentality that we had, you know, when we started out the season 3-5 and you know, made the trade for Amari Cooper. And so I've even heard some of that in the locker room after the game on Sunday night, was that we got to keep playing, and Amari was one of the guys that said it, with like their backs against the wall. That's easier said than done. But I think one of the things that should keep them motivated is, you know, barring what happens in the rest of the NFC East, you really can't lose too many more games to have a realistic chance of making the playoffs, because it's pretty clear the East isn't delivering a wild card team. So you have to stay in front in a division. And I still, even if the Eagles fall apart a little bit, I don't know how you don't do that with at least 9 or 10 wins. Well, you know, that means only 6 or 7 losses and you only have 3, and your schedule really isn't that easy going forward, and there's going to be a lot of tough games on the road. So they really do have to play like, you know, hey, we screwed up by dropping 3 in a row like that. We need to like go on a run now and win 3 in a row. And Dak talked about that after the game, and talked about how he thinks that they're capable of doing that. And you know, a lot of the players on the team talk over and over again, and it probably caused a lot of fans to roll their eyes, but they'll say about how they feel like they've beat themselves in those 3 games. Well, you learn from that. You bounce back, and you had your best game of the season. So it only matters if you continue to do it going forward. Now, they go up to New York and they lose the Giants or they don't look that good there, you know, there's going to be a lot of questions about this team again.
Jason Garrett's, you know, job always comes into question, especially after weeks like last week and everything that happened. John, is it frustrating to anybody, I mean, in the organization that they do appear to be, they're going to be good pretty much all the time if Jason Garrett's their coach. He really does, in spite of what fans think. He knows his stuff. He's a very sharp guy. But have they, I mean, is there a worry that maybe they just hit their pinnacle with him?
Oh, I'm sure there's a worry. Yeah, there's definitely concern about that. I mean, when Jerry Jones talks about it, you certainly don't sound like, you know, he feels like he has Bill Cowher or, you know, other coaches that have won, you know, Sean Payton, guys that have skins on the wall because they've won Super Bowls. He doesn't talk like that about him, but he does talk like he's going to give him every single benefit of the doubt, that it's like, it really is, it's almost like a heavyweight fight. Like, it has to be a clear-cut winner for him to fire him. Like, it has to be clear-cut. I know we can't go any farther than this. We got to go in another direction, because if it's even close, if it's even up for debate, I think he keeps Jason Garrett because Jerry loves him that much. And I not only loves Jason, but I think loves the way the dynamic has been since Jason has been the head coach, in terms of how Jerry can be the voice of the franchise. Jason doesn't get involved with that. He lets Jerry, you know, Jerry says whatever he wants, and Jason doesn't even, you know, okay, fine. And I think Jerry likes that. And so that's the thing. Like, because they have that good relationship, it's going to be tough for him to part ways. Now, if this team, with the way it's constructed right now, is put together, and they don't make the playoffs, and they don't win a playoff game or two, I just don't know how you can go back to that. But even in that scenario, it would not shock me if Jerry gave him, like, a year or two contract extension. Maybe not the five-year deal, but maybe gives him another year or two. Because either, one, he still thinks Jason's got it in him, or two, and this is an important one here, that he doesn't really like what else is out there, because it could certainly come down to that too. Now that Sean Payton's locked up, you don't really know what's going to be out there. And if he's absolutely in love with somebody that they can get, they're not just going to fire Jason Garrett to fire Jason Garrett.
I wondered if this is a fair comparison. If they do get to that point where maybe they've just decided that they've hit the pinnacle, when Tony Dungy was the coach of the Bucs, the team was fantastic. They were right on the cusp of a Super Bowl, but they kept, you know, falling over themselves year in and year out. And Tony Dungy won a Super Bowl, as one of the most well-regarded head coaches when he did so with the Colts, but they had to make a change. Is that maybe a fair comparison to where they might be with Jason Garrett?
I use that one all the time. I think of it that I think it could be exactly that. I don't know necessarily that Jason would go to another team the way Tony did and win a Super Bowl the way he did with the Colts. But I certainly think that he has put in the foundation to build a Super Bowl contender, and you deserve credit for that. Jason Garrett deserves a lot of credit for a lot of things with this team that he doesn't get. With all of that being said, would not surprise me at all if it was somebody, let's say like a Lincoln Riley is your John Gruden, who comes in immediately and sparks that team by just being a new voice. You have a lot of the same pieces, but you have a new, young, kind of different voice that's a lot different than the previous guy, a la John Gruden to Tony Dungy, and maybe that's the spark that puts him over the top. But the difference there, though, is I really just think the relationship Jason and Jerry have, it's just going to be so tough for Jerry to go in another direction, unless, you know, Steven's an X factor here too, because he'll listen to Steven. He has listened to him throughout the draft, you know, whether it be taking Zach Martin over Johnny Manziel and other decisions along the way. So maybe if Steven's completely sold that they need to go in another direction, he could talk his dad into it, but it's not going to be easy.
No, not at all. And what do they work on this week? Anything? Obviously, bumps, bruises, aches and pains, and guys that have had Zach Martin is back, and Lyle Collins and Tyron Smith and others who have had the bumps and bruises that go along the way, and Amari Cooper and all that. Is there anything else in particular you feel like they have to have on their bucket list this week as they head into the next game starting next week?
Just from the way that they've played this season and the way they went through training camp, I feel like this is a training camp week where it's just get these guys healthy, because I don't think anybody that watched that Eagles game could and paid attention closely to the offensive line can say that they thought Lyle Collins and Tyron Smith played their best games of the season. Or you could say that they're both back fully healthy. They're not. Having them out there was huge, even though they're not all the way there, back to what they were before their injuries. Same thing with Amari Cooper. Just getting those guys healthy will be the key to this entire bye week, is just giving them rest. And we saw it today. I think it was 19 or 20 of your key kind of guys that weren't even dressed out in helmets. They went through the, you know, the walkthrough stuff in the beginning and did some stretching and things like that. But for the most part, most of the starters that are on this team that have been that have played at least two or three plus years, they didn't really even do much today at all. And I just kind of feel like that's the goal, is very much like training camp right now, is try and get guys as healthy as possible, because they really do believe, even though that they're only 4-3, that if everybody is relatively healthy, that they can compete with anyone in this league.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it, my man. John Machota with the star at the Star of Frisco with the Cowboys.